It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Hey, good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're here with Sharon Jackson, and the show today is, of course, every Friday is Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Sharon Jackson. So how are you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You enjoying the day today?
Happy Friday. It is beautiful, yes.
No rain today.
No. It's crazy.
I know.
It's like, what happened?
I had my galosh shoes on. Mm-hmm. I had my yellow raincoat on, my little yellow hat, and I came out, and I was, you know, because every day, I think, what? Out of 25 days, it rained 26 or something like that.
Yeah, and we've actually broken the record, too. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, the Chicagoland, which we're obviously a part of, is broken the record for the most rain in any May.
Really?
Since records started being taken.
My backyard is just puddles, and my dog, every time he comes in, I got to have a bucket of water to wash his paws.
Wash his paws.
It's like Mud City.
Oh, wow.
But today's beautiful.
It is. It's so beautiful. It's
finally we get a good day. Good day to, you know, to go where we need to go today.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What's going on in the community?
Weather's good. Yeah. The Schererville, they're having their party in the parks, a bunch of them. You know, they're having one tonight. It's a free movie showing of the movie Up, I think.
Okay, I like
and
Up.
The movie starts at
Actually,
dusk.
Up was a little sad for me, though.
Okay, I didn't see it. And these are all at Reeder Park. And they are supposed to have music and entertainment and food trucks and vendors, all that. And the movie showing is part of these. They're going to have one in June, June 21st, June 28th, July 12th as well. So from what
I understand. You said Reeder Park. You know, when I was a kid, they used to be called Reeder Road. And we used to go down, and we always thought it was haunted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you never wanted to get stopped by the train that went through there.
Ooh.
Yeah, we used to go there and shut our lights off and wait to see ghosts.
Did you see one?
No.
No?
A lot of trains, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of dirt.
Oh, my mother doesn't believe in ghosts, and today's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
To my mom.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mommy.
Yeah.
So,
pretty cool.
Tonight on Channel 56, we have friends and... Neighbors and Friends.
Okay.
It's a new show that they got. It airs at 7:30.
And you're in it.
I'm in it the last 5 minutes. And tonight we have...
cool.
I know. I got 5 minutes.
No, that's cool, though.
Well, one of our guests today was on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we had him on. And it's just about, you know, things that are going on in Indiana and in the region. And usually it starts with some serious stuff. And then it trickles down to some lighthearted stuff. And then I'm the clown at the end. And kind of lightens things up.
Perfect.
And talk about food and, you know, just talk about different places in the region.
Food is happiness.
Food is entertainment.
Food is entertainment. It really is.
It really is. So, hey, folks, tune in tonight. Friends and family, or Friends and Neighbors on Channel 56, starting at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Visit it and look in on us. Today, we're going to take a flight, aren't we?
We're going to fly. I actually did go to flight school.
Did you go to flight school?
Yeah, for a year.
We need to get in our plane.
Yeah, let's head out there.
Let's go. You got the door? Yeah. I get the door for you, Sharon.
Right here.
Well, you know, over here in Channel 56, I mean, you know, why don't they use regular concrete? Why is everything gravel around here?
I don't know. Tried to tell him to get this parking
paved.
Lot paved. Yeah,
they got it all gravel.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Got to get out here to park them.
Wait, did you start to?
Yeah.
You're flying, aren't you?
Yeah.
You fly. Did you take lessons?
For a year? A whole year.
So
back in 2002.
So, folks, you know, we're flying over to Munster, and we're going to visit Bomber's Barbecue. And Bomber's Barbecue is it's a terrific place, and they were on Friends and Neighbors, and they have a terrific barbecue establishment. And we're going to fly over, we're going to land, and we're going to try some barbecue, which we already tried.
It's delicious.
It is delicious.
I have a feeling this is going to be a good conversation, a good show.
A really good show. You know what? We want people to call in. 769-9577. 769-9577. And our friends from Bomber's Barbecue, they brought in some gift cards. They got $10 gift cards to give out.
These guys know what they're doing. We're getting ready to land.
Okay,
here we go.
I'm going to get my paper bag out just in case I get a little sick.
Get this parachute out, too.
Yeah, because I know how you are about landing.
Okay,
we're here. Okay.
Thank you.
So, with no further ado,
I'd
like to introduce Chris and Tony from Bomber's Barbecue. and they're visiting us here live in the studio on Lakeshore Public Radio here in Merivale. And they want we're going to talk about barbecuing and their history. And we've already eaten a bunch of stuff here. Mm-hmm. And they're going to tell us about it.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be good.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
So we'll go one by one. You guys introduce yourself. Chris, go first. Since sure. You're right next to me, it's and you know, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chris Cole. I'm one of the owners of Bombers Barbecue.
And Tony?
Tony Petroselli. Thanks a lot for having us, Sharon and Nick.
And you're a co-owner of Bombers Barbecue, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. Well, give us a little bit about your I went in there and two or three weeks ago for filming. And I was lucky. I got to eat all this stuff at my leisure, and I didn't have the whole studio, the radio studio and TV, you know, fighting over everything on the table. I was able to eat what I wanted.
It's actually fun to watch them come in here, though, and fight over the food. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and you know what? These guys brought a lot of food, and it already went. And you know what? People can see the food on our website, can't they?
Yes. What's on our Facebook page.
On our Facebook
page.
Just
go to the Lakeshore Public Radio.
Because I know Dee Dotson and... Tom, they came in here and they took some pictures of everything.
Yeah, they're great. They take pictures. They put it on social media.
Yeah, it's to get good. It ready. Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your backgrounds, like where you're from, where you graduated from, how you guys met?
Yeah. So Tony and I actually met back at the end of high school. We had a mutual friend. I went to Munster High School with one of my friends, and I actually moved out of the area, and Tony moved into the area. And then we ended up meeting more down at Purdue College, at Purdue University, and went to school there for a while. And, you know, both of us have been in restaurants for a long time since we were young, you know, anywhere from I used to work in a gyro shop when I was 16 all the way to, you know, fine dining steakhouses as I got older. And we always talked about owning a place together, you know, initially kind of thought maybe a bar or something like that. But after a while, kind of decided maybe let's do something that costs a little bit less money to start. And we settled on a barbecue restaurant, you know, kind of looked around the area and didn't think that there was a really solid barbecue restaurant at the time in the area, and said, hey, let's do that.
You know? So you both went to Purdue?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what did you go to Purdue for?
I went to Purdue for mechanical engineering.
And Tony, what did you go to Purdue for?
So I went for organizational leadership and supervision and entrepreneurship. I graduated in 2010.
Wow. See how that is, Sharon? A lot of people that open up restaurants, that's not what their first ambition was. I mean, we get carpenters, we get construction guys, and now we got a guy that wanted to be an engineer. And Chris, you wanted to be in what again? I mean, Tony,
entrepreneurship and leadership.
Applied, yeah, organizational leadership and supervision. It's kind of more hands-on applied management.
So, what kind of jobs, Tony, did you have before you started doing the Bombers?
In and out of kitchens my whole life. First job was Aurelio's Pizza in South Holland. That's where I grew up. Currently live in Griffith, Indiana. In and out of kitchens and kind of odd jobs aside from that.
But you're kind of using it now, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Always gravitated to anytime I'd go outside, do a construction job or, you know, something of that nature, always wanted to get back into the kitchen. Always was drawn back to it.
Wow. So, tell us a little history about this whole Bombers Barbecue. It wasn't where you are originally. It was somewhere else originally. You want to tell us the history? Either one of you guys.
Sure. Yeah, we started out across the street from where we're at now at 439 Ridge Road.
And that place was about as big as this radio studio, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's about half the size of our current space, half the dining, half the kitchen. Half the smokers. We started there 6 years ago, May 7th of 2013. And yeah, back in those days, it was just me and Chris, cashier and a dishwasher if we were lucky.
But let me ask you this, Chris. Why barbecue? There's so many other kinds of genres of food out there, but why barbecue? But I will have to give you this. It's good to have one item that you're really good at. And folks out there, they're really good at it. But why barbecue?
I mean, the biggest thing for us was when we were looking at restaurants, we always wanted to do something that our customers can't do every day. And barbecue is one of those things that, you know, a lot of the items on our menu take 15, 16 hours to cook. You know, the shortest thing that we smoke in the smoker is about an hour and 40 minutes.
Uh-huh. And what is that item?
The chicken wings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They take the least amount of time out of everything that we cook. But, you know, our brisket and our pork, those, you know, 15, 16 hours a piece. And realistically, most people don't have the kind of time or, you know, are frankly going to go out and buy that kind of equipment to have at their home to cook that kind of food. And so we basically said, hey, you know, this is something everybody else can't cook. So, you know, we can sell this. And also just looking around the area, too, There were a lot of, you know, there were a few barbecue restaurants, not as many as there are now. But they weren't really, you know, there wasn't anybody doing the real hardwood smoked and also serving fresh every day. That was the main thing. We said, we're not going to serve day old barbecue. Everything that we cook on our smoked barbecue menu is fresh every single day. You know, if we don't serve it, we get creative with it sometimes, you know, run specials or appetizers and things. But, you know, anything you see there on our regular smoked menu every day, that's fresh every day. We cook it every night. We spend a lot of time and effort, you know, making sure it's the quality product that we want to serve.
So, that's great. You know what I think? I know how they got into it. They're down at Purdue, and, you know, when you got time to drink and take your time, you start drinking and barbecuing and – it probably just like
seeped in. Like, oh, we really should do our homework now.
Yeah. Is that how it was told? Yeah,
you hit it right on the head. You know, I mean, we both love to eat. We both love to drink. Down at Purdue, for myself, there was a place down there. It was the first time I ever had brisket or pulled pork. You know, my thought of barbecue was more hot dogs, hamburgers, sausages
on
the grill.
Yeah, that's what people think, right?
You know, not smoked meat. You know, and developed a passion for it down at Purdue, and just came back to the area. We're both from the area and just didn't see that around here.
Well, Tony, you're right. You know, everyone thinks that barbecue is just like slathering sauces on things. Barbecue is a technique of cooking the meat. And it's all about slow cooking, smoking.
Breaking fats down.
Right, you know.
Taking the time.
And, you know, I said it before, the Polynesians were probably one of the first ones that used to dig a big old pit in the sand and put down some wood and get it going. And then they would put banana leaves down and then put their meat on top of it and actually put more banana leaves and then cover it and let it smoke.
George Washington used a similar method.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
So folks out there, when people say barbecue, it doesn't mean barbecue sauce. It just means the way you cook it, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. You're talking about that, you know, low and slow method. A lot of them you're going to, you know, have some sort of charcoal or some sort of wood.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like the method you were talking about, they actually build the fire on top.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that low, slow heat. You're not cooking with a high heat, you
know, right?
That's a big contrast versus, and that's where a lot of people, when you know, you're talking about barbecue and you're talking about grilling, you're not, but you know, that's
not barbecue.
Yeah, you know,
or boiling the ribs in water, huh, Tony?
Oh gosh,
yeah, oh, that's all. Look at their
that.
Eyes.
Don't do that.
I'm being educated here. I did not know any of this information.
Well, folks, if you want to try out, take it from me, a great barbecue place in Northwest Indiana. Go to Bombers. And what better way to go to Bombers but to call in here, 769-9577. And both Tony and Chris have brought us some gift cards for you to go to Bombers on the house.
Yeah, you don't have to take our plane, though.
No, don't take our plane. There's a hole in it, I think.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways. So how did you know that you needed to get into a bigger spot?
Oh,
because
red flags.
Because in a restaurant business, am I right? In a restaurant business, you got busy days, and you're like, man, I can't. And then suddenly it gets kind of quiet, and it's like, oh, this place is too big. I mean, when did you like know that, you know, it's time to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the first step.
Oh, this beer is good, anyways. But go ahead.
The first step was getting a different smoker. We had a smaller smoker unit, and then we decided we needed to buy a bigger one and move that out back. And then when we started, you know, kind of maxing that smoker out and also maxing out our seats on, you know, 3 out of the 7 days of the week, we kind of said to ourselves, all right, you know, I think the first major problem was the parking lot. We said, okay, we don't have enough parking spaces. And actually the business owner next door, Marco's bar, and Marco, he basically had told us, okay, if you guys want to use our parking lot for your overflow, go ahead. And
that's cool.
It was kind of an unwritten thing for a while, and our customers were coming over and using it. And then he actually ultimately ended up being the guy that we are leasing our current new space from.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, people know kind of, you know, where to go already, which makes it nice. But, yeah, I think the big telltale was when, you know, all the seats were full. We were having people standing, waiting for their food, and then actually literally eating their trays of food at the counter where we passed the food out in the window because they couldn't find a seat. And so, you know, we moved into the new spot, and we definitely on the weekends, we've already had some occasions on Friday and Saturday nights where, you know, we've had full seats and you know, pretty full parking lot. I don't know if we'll ever fill this parking lot quite all
the
way.
Oh, I think you will.
It's very big.
But. I think you will. I really do think you will. We got a caller?
Yeah.
Who do we got there, Sharon?
Curious gentleman from
Hobart.
Yes, Gary.
Gary from Hobart. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Thanks for joining the conversation.
Well, thank you. It's very interesting. But, you know, like, what would they compare their barbecue to? Like Memphis or Kansas City or a couple of questions. And then also, do they make burnt ends?
Yeah. So before we actually opened, we didn't go everywhere, but we kind of went on a little trip around the U.S. and sampled some of the regional barbecue, and kind of decided for our place that we wanted to take what we liked the best from around different parts of the country and try to incorporate it to the menu. So at Bombers, we do more of a Texas-style brisket. We do serve burnt ends. It's a salt and pepper rub. The main difference being we use apple and cherry wood, a 50-50 mix, as opposed to like a hickory or a mesquite. So our wood's going to give a more of a delicate flavor than the potent hickory and mesquite, which we thought would fit better in the Midwest. Sometimes people aren't as used to the pungent flavor of hickory that sometimes can have. For our pulled pork, Chris's family is actually from South Carolina, so we had to go, Carolina style on that. Pork down there is, you see that everywhere. You don't even see brisket down there. That's what they do down there. And then for our ribs, so our ribs are kind of unique. They're a dry rub. They do not get any sauce on them when they're served. You may think there's sauce on them.
Right.
So
we got them right here.
They're
really
more of a Memphis style rib. Okay. However, we do have sauce in the restaurant, 7 different sauces. So, you know, I usually get about halfway through my slab and I'm like, oh, I forgot to put sauce on this. Mm-hmm. So you don't need
the
sauce.
You don't need the sauce. No, you
don't. But our sauce is very good, though, and does enhance it, in my opinion.
Hey, Gary, have you ever been out to Bombers?
No, I haven't.
I tell you what, it is a unique place. It's a big open area. It's got kind of communal seating, bench seating. And when Tony's talking about the sauce, there's a sauce bar. Meaning like, you know, if you like a lot of sauce, you just go ahead and pump some sauce on there. You know I mean, okay. You don't like some places give you a little cup on the side and say, you know, here's 2 ounces of sauce, dip this whole rib in there. That's not how it is over there at Bombers. They got
loaded
like,
up.
Oh my God, it's like, you know, you ever go to a bar and they got all these beers on tap? Well, they got sauces on tap.
Well, there
and
you
all,
go. Okay.
All those sauces are homemade too, Gary. We have one that's named Bombers, which is our most original traditional style flavor. It's sweet with a little bit of heat. But we have 6 other sauces there that we have on, you know, on tap, basically that
on tap,
that we make all from scratch by hand, just like just about everything else on our menu.
So, Gary, you got another question for them?
Well, right at the moment, now you threw me with all that information, and I don't. But
well, you know, these guys were on Friends and Neighbors a couple of weeks ago on Channel 56, and if you would have been able to watch it, if you would have caught it, you would have seen their beautiful facility. I mean,
I'm going to come over.
It's so clean that if I drop my rib on the floor, I would eat it. I wouldn't even pick it off the floor. I'd just go ahead and use the floor as my plate.
Yeah, something pretty cool, too, if you decide to come out, Gary, is the line on the way up to the register, you can actually see back into our kitchen and our three what I would call monstrous smokers.
And we're talking, Gary, monster smokers. Well, Gary, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hopefully I hear you next week, too.
Have a nice day,
Gary. Okay, I'll try.
Thanks, a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Folks, it's that easy. Just call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and ask one of our two pit masters here something about barbecuing. Hey, Bomber, how did you get the name Bombers?
Tony and I were throwing around a lot of different names, and, you know, that was one that kind of, we liked the sound of it, and it kind of rolled off the tongue easy, and, you know, we were talking about it, and I said, well, yeah, you know, I actually have, one of my grandfather on my father's side. My grandpa used to be Colonel Ed Cole, and he, flew in the Air Force, for a number of years, and I had his old bomber jacket, and I said, or not his bomber jacket, his flight jacket. And I said, hey, you know, we can hang this up on the wall. And then my other grandfather on my mother's side, my grandfather, he actually lived in Crown Point for, most of his life, was, Kennedy. And, he had, flown on a lot of the, B-17 bombers, during World War II. And so he actually said, hey, you know, we can do some kind of, you know, decorating with this kind of stuff, and it would be pretty cool. And I think Tony and I both have an appreciation, too, for, you know, everything that everyone in the military does for us. And we thought, you know, it would be kind of a cool cool facility and a cool place. And
definitely wanted to incorporate a theme.
Right.
You know, so the name, we have the old bomber nose art up in the restaurant, the flight jacket, obviously. It's got all the medals on it. There's a distinguished flying cross on it. So,
Tony, tell us the atmosphere of the restaurant when you walk in. What's sort of the atmosphere in there?
So we like to think of it as a family-friendly atmosphere. We have ample seating, large tables that can accommodate large groups of people. Multiple families can share a table together, which is very nice. We tried to set it up with good flow. We have a couple of self-ordering kiosks and a couple of...
So when people come in, what do? They just wait in a line at a kiosk? I mean, at the register, and that's how they order?
Yeah, well, so we have one man register, which we'll always have, and we have one of our cashiers there, and so you can place your order there. You know, if you're ordering something like a beer, you'll need to go to that line. We also, though, do have the two self-ordering kiosks, so if you've maybe been into the restaurant before, you know what you're getting, you know, you're getting your usual, you can kind of bypass the line and get in and out a little bit quicker, you know, which is nice for the lunch crowds, you know, because sometimes we only have, you know, 30, 45 minutes for lunch.
Right.
But, yeah, we really set it up this place, too. You know, we tried to set it up very similar to a lot of the places we went to in the South. You know, you mentioned it with the communal seating and the picnic benches.
Did you guys have any help designing it?
No. Tony and I, we like to make our lives difficult and take those challenges on ourselves.
Awesome.
So you guys hang out? I mean, you guys are like buddy buddies where you guys hang out and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. We've been to a lot of concerts together. Used to go
You guys married or?
I am. Yes, I'm married.
And I'm single.
Tony's looking.
769-9577 if you want to call in and talk to Tony. Here on Lakeshore Public Radio and Bombers Barbecue. Ask them a question. They got gift cards for us. They're giving out
$10. A stack of them, I see.
He knows how to cook.
Yeah, he knows how to cook. That's another thing. Who's more of the cook out of you guys? Who's more of the culinary expert?
You know, people always ask that, but really it's we both. I mean, there's recipes on there that both of us came up with individually and then worked together on and kind of honed, and then there's recipes on there that we came up with together. Because we're definitely always, when we're not at work, we're constantly talking about, hey, what's something else that we could do? Is there a different, you know, a different kind of meat we could do? Is there a different kind of appetizer, a different kind of side? And, you know, our text messages back and forth are probably somewhere in the neighborhood of a couple hundred a day. Like, hey, I saw this. I think we should try it out.
That is cool. So. That's a really good working relationship.
That's good, yeah.
You don't get that too often, believe me. So these smokers that you have, and folks, these are beautiful stainless steel, I mean, big smokers with jet fuel engines in them, I think. How many you got?
We have three. Okay. They're Old Hickory SSJs. They're about the size of an ambulance, to give you some
big
perspective.
Yeah.
They're very nice. You can fit about 750 pounds of meat in them.
Wow.
Rotating carousel, two convection fans.
Oh, sure. Where did these come from? I mean, where do you have them shipped in special? I mean, you got to understand, like, I've done coffee shops. They roast their own beans. They're getting their coffee roasters from Italy, you know what I mean? And where do these smokers come? To be honest with you, I've done a lot of shows and I've been in a lot of smoke houses, and no one's got an operation like you guys. So where did you get these from?
Old Hickory is the company. Uh-huh. They're out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and they produce them pretty much to order.
Yeah.
This is the fifth one we bought from them.
Yeah, yep, fifth one, yeah. Because we actually, the original one we had, the smaller one, we actually, after we had purchased it, and then we got our new bigger one to go out back of the facility where we actually built kind of what we like to call the barn behind the facility to house that smoker. We took the old smaller one, and we had them throw it on a trailer for us.
Uh-huh.
And then we actually had a couple of gentlemen, two brothers that were living in the area, were originally from Mexico. And they actually bought it from us and drove it back down to Mexico. And my understanding is they sell barbecue on the beach down there with it now.
Really? And with an Indiana smoker.
Yeah. Nice.
So who do we got, Sharon?
We have Philip from Highland.
Hi, Philip.
Hey, Hi. I was just listening in on your some of your recipes, and I was just wondering how long did it take to just develop them. I do a little smoking myself, do a little barbecuing myself, and I've been trying to figure out a good brisket recipe.
It's a continuous thing. You know, some recipes get put together in one try, and, you know, others we're working on for, you know, years on end. So they never seem to get completed. So, you know, it's we're always looking to continually improve, always working on them. We did spend about 2 years or so before we actually opened Bombers, just test cooking, putting recipes together, trial and error, a lot of tasting, a lot of bad barbecue that was cooked.
And what do you do with that bad barbecue?
Muscle it down. Yeah, feed it to the dog.
So, Philip, you say you do a little bit of smoking and barbecuing? You got your own smoker at home?
Yeah, I got a simple propane one. I just started doing brisket this year.
And what kind of wood do you use?
I'm mostly using hickory or apple.
Nice. And what do you guys use?
Yeah, so we use a 50-50 mix of apple and cherry, you know, kind of notably like Tony was saying, for the, it's a little bit more of a delicate, a little bit sweeter smoke, you know, not quite as pungent. Definitely good for a nice mix of meats, because, you know, the sweeter, more delicate meats are nicer for the lighter things like chicken and turkey, you know, and then as you kind of, you know, move into pork shoulder and then get more into brisket, you can start taking on those things like oak or hickory, you know.
So, Philip, are you having, like, when you smoke items, are you having any difficulties, or is it pretty smooth for you?
It's been pretty smooth so far. I haven't destroyed anything yet.
No, well, that's good. What we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Bomber's Barbecue over in Munster. A gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Ah, that's awesome.
Well, thanks for calling in, and we hope to hear from you again.
Thanks.
Bye, Philip.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Just like you heard Sharon, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a couple of gift cards. And one's from Bomber's Barbecue out of Munster. We have Chris and Tony here, and they're talking about barbecue, and they're happy to give out some gift cards, too. Let me ask you this. I look at you guys almost like bakers. What time? I mean, smoking takes a long time. What time does somebody get in there in the morning?
5 a.m. every day.
Really?
Yeah, we've actually backed that up a little bit now that we have the three smokers. So when we had the one smoker, it was earlier.
Really?
3:30, 4 o'clock. Yeah.
So you didn't have three smokers at the beginning. You started adding them?
At the beginning, we had one smoker that was about half the size of the unit we have, but it really only held about a third to a quarter.
It fit inside. It fit under our hood at the old place.
Yeah,
so.
It was the smallest smoker that you could get from – well, it wasn't the smallest one you'd get, but it was the only one that would fit through a regular-sized doorway. Otherwise, you had to, you know, tear out walls and stuff like that. Like for the new facility, we had to rip out an existing window and wall and install a 9-foot garage door that was about 10
Raise the height
wide.
Of it, too.
Yeah, we had to raise the height of it, and it literally just made it in. We had to – removed the flue pipe, and it still took off a little bit of the trim on the bottom of the door.
They finally replaced that yesterday.
So when I was talking to you on Friends and Neighbor, you told me, like on a Friday and Saturday, how many slabs of pork ribs do you smoke?
Oh, yeah. We can usually go through about 100 slabs of ribs on a weekend, on one day of the weekend.
Right. So that's like 200 or 300 over a weekend.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, we sell a decent amount of ribs, but the real one is the brisket. Yeah, we can go through, you know, about 500-600 pounds, you know, pre-cooked weight of brisket on a weekend day, on a Friday or Saturday.
So, wow.
Yeah, usually, you know, on the week, we're doing a little over a ton.
So you guys are like just kind of like judging, guessing on how much you're going to go through.
They actually kind of got it down to a little bit of a science, though. Yeah. You know, just record what we cook every day, what we go through, and make our adjustments. Yeah. Every single day.
Go over the calendar, too. You know, if something special is going on, you know, Dark Lord Day that weekend is, you know, usually a busy weekend.
Holidays, weather.
Yeah. And we try to do our best. You know, some days we have, you know, a really busy day for a particular item on the menu, and we do sell out early. You know, it is our goal every day to sell out of everything.
So sometimes you come in, you're not going to find something.
Yeah. You know, it happens. And that's the best way we can maintain it fresh, you know.
Pretty common.
Well, exactly. If you go down, you know, south to, you know, where barbecue got its name, that is the standard. You know, you're not, you know, you are selling out of things. And that's a good thing because, you know, when you come in the next day, it is fresh and you know that, you know, it's not leftovers.
And you want to serve it fresh. You do serve it fresh every day. But, I mean, you probably don't sell out of things every day. What do you do with leftover?
Yeah, so I mean, we do sell out of everything most days. On the rare occasion we do have stuff left over, we try to get creative with it. We'll run, you know, a special on the menu, something.
Cuban egg rolls.
Yeah,
you know. Brisket poutine.
Yeah, our Cuban egg rolls. We took our, you know, leftover pulled pork and smoked ham, put those inside of an egg roll with pickles, Swiss cheese, serve it with our barbecue mustard sauce. And so we'll try to get creative with it and do things with it, too, that, you know, don't – you know, break the integrity of the product. So, you know, if you're going to make something like a Cuban egg roll, you're not going to make that with hot ingredients anyway,
right.
because you're going to wrap it cold and then you're going to fry it.
Right.
So, you know, we'll try to stick to things like that. You know, we have our Mississippi wontons where we take a, yeah, we take in a wonton wrapper, we stuff it full of pulled pork, we fold it over into a triangle. There's four of them to an order. We deep fry them, serve it with a pile of our homemade coleslaw on top, drizzle with a little bit of our sweet sauce. And yeah, we try to get creative though, fun with it, do some cool things on the menu. I think we got a new one coming out soon. It's going to be cubed brisket and mac and cheese inside of an angle.
Yeah.
Actually,
that's what sounds really good. Yeah. So really, your main menu when people when you go there on the main menu, it is fresh every day.
Oh yeah,
every day it's smoked. All the smoked barbecue cup stuff is fresh.
Yeah.
And who we got on the line that wants some fresh
barbecue?
Yeah,
I'm curious if Chris has ever had some unique creative barbecue.
I have not, but I was curious as to if they would be interested in jumping on this keto bandwagon, because I've been making my own homemade barbecue sauce, and I think people would go crazy for it.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of we do have some things on the menu, you know, that are keto friendly. Mainly, all of our barbecue meats for the most part.
Right.
But you could
get a sauce, nail down a good sauce, and you guys would be crazy busy. It's just the new trend now, and everybody's doing it.
I always hear about it. Yeah, we probably should look into that.
What a keto sauce? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
keto barbecue sauce.
So what would make that different than a regular barbecue sauce?
No sugar, corn syrup. You use
nothing refined in there.
So we do use sugar in most of our sauces.
Well, that's
so
why it's so good. But I'm saying for this,
you could go to Burger King now
and get a keto Whopper with no bun, and they put extra lettuce. Arby's, everybody's got something, and that would be cool if there was a barbecue place that did that.
Yeah, no, that's very cool.
And if you guys are playing the trends.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, if you guys are where I work, I'm not going to mention it, but we have pizza, and we have a keto pizza, and the crust is made completely out of sausage, and people are going crazy for it.
I never even heard of that.
There you go.
Reminds me of the...
That's what's good about this show.
Yeah.
Get on that bandwagon. Having a barbecue keto sauce would be amazing. It would really, people would go nuts.
Hey, Chris, have you ever been out to Bomber's Barbecue out in Munster?
I have not.
So what we're going to do, we're going to send you a gift card to there. And you're going to be very impressed with the place. It's really cool.
That would be great.
So thanks.
Well, thank you very much. Hopefully you'll have that keto barbecue sauce.
Okay.
We'll get working on it. We look forward to seeing you, Chris.
Bye,
Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
So let's talk about some of the items you brought in. I mean, look, the show's only got maybe 20 minutes left. So, folks, if you want to call in, 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Bomber's Barbecue out of Munster before the time is up. So what'd you bring in? I mean, you brought
there's
in
There's not too much left over there.
No,
no,
there's nothing left.
You guys are putting some work.
It's like it was a smorgasbord. It was like this. That's an old-fashioned term.
Well, you can't get anything past Lakeshore staff. We like to eat.
We like to eat.
Yeah.
So just tell us some of the items you brought in.
Yeah, we brought a nice spread of our pulled pork, the sliced lean brisket. We brought some burnt ends, some of the smoked and fried chicken wings. We smoke them first, then we chill them and deep fry them. Kind of crisps up the skin a little bit, but you still get the smoke.
Well, that's cool. So you actually smoke them, cool them, and then flash them.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
We got some of our baby back ribs. We also offer St. Louis ribs at the restaurant. Kind of teach their own on theirs. I prefer the baby backs. I always hear other people prefer the St. Louis. We brought some jalapeno cheddar cornbread. Delicious.
Very good.
Every single day. As well as the mac and cheese. It's homemade.
I heard everyone saying the mac and cheese was good in the other room. They were all eating
it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, everything was delicious. I've tried a little bit of everything. Everything you brought is
we
great.
We brought some of our Bomber's sauce and sweet sauce, and we brought you guys some zombie dusts, too.
You know what I was commenting on was the beef brisket. Everywhere I go, the beef brisket's always choppy and pulled apart. These guys, when they do it, and you saw it, Sharon, they slice it like perfect. Mm-hmm. It's like you can roll it and put it on a tray or something.
Yeah.
How do you guys do that?
You know, it's just a lot of trial and error over the years and really finding that final resting temperature range that really works. And, you know, it's a 5-degree window. If you're anywhere outside of that internal temp, 5 degrees at the end, it's either going to be too fall apart or you're going to be able to slice it, but it's going to be very chewy.
So what is that internal temp? Because the guy that was just calling.
Oh, he's going to tell you. He would have to kill you.
Because the guy that was calling, he says that he tries to do brisket. So what's the temperature you're trying to get inside?
Yeah, that's
you want to be about 180 to 220.
Okay, so
somewhere in there's a 5 degree.
So from 180, so from steeping tea to making coffee.
Right. See, that's all the fun though, is figuring it out for yourself, and also just in general, you know, that's where we like it at. You know, there's other people that, you know, might cook their brisket a certain way, and they like it a little bit, you know, a little bit chewier or a little bit more tender, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's just where we found is a, you know, a good home for it, and it you know, comes out.
Well, let me ask you this: what's your optimal internal temperature of your smoker? Is that a secret too?
A little bit, you know, that one's somewhere between 200 and 250, and it changes depending on the products we're cooking, and sometimes
so the beefier the product, a little bit more heat, or
well, you know, sometimes we start off at lower temps and we work our way up to higher temps to finish. You know,
sometimes it changes during the cooking process.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you guys ever incorporate any steam or anything like that inside your smokers?
No.
It is very moist inside the smoker naturally, just due to the meat and the hardwood logs.
Okay.
Which was the biggest difference. We had the caller mention he's on an electric smoker. He used the chips a lot.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The biggest difference we ever noticed is when we switched over to actual logs.
Better.
It's just moister smoke.
Okay.
Even when you see, because they essentially dry the wood. They season it for a certain period of time, you know, like they do with wood chips. But the wood chips, really, you lose almost all the moisture. They're very dry.
Yeah.
You know, the whole
that's why you
log.
Put the container of water in there with the wood chips.
That's right. You see that.
Try to make up for that.
I see. Go ahead. Who do we got, Sharon?
We got an Illinois person. All right. Zach Williams.
Hi, Zach.
My neck of the woods. Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Heading home from work, down 30, clogged as usual.
Well, are you close to Bomber's Barbecue?
I could be.
You have a question for these guys?
Yeah, I was curious. I think the last time I went over there was probably in March or sometime, and I saw that you guys, the store next to the whatever that other hamburger place, that's closed down. Have you guys moved?
Yeah, we literally moved right across Harrison Avenue. You can see the back door
right
of our new facility.
Right next to that bar right there.
Yeah, Marco's Bar. We're in the back of that same building in the same plaza. So basically, you know, if you're looking at the front door of our old facility, just to your left. And
cool.
Yeah, we moved over there. We've got that much larger shared parking lot in the back. It's probably, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood like 200 spots versus 25 at our old one.
Oh, wow. I was worried. We went there, you know, you get the hankering and you head over there and it's gone.
No, exactly.
I didn't look hard enough.
And we've got, you know, about 100 seats now in there, you know, a range of bar seating and communal style seating as well. And it's definitely a much bigger facility. You can also get a nice peek into our smoker area and check out our new smokers. We've got three where we used to have the one. So improved capacities on all levels, basically.
When you were going there, Zach, what were you getting? What's your favorite item?
The brisket.
The brisket.
Got to get the brisket. And I can't remember the sauce. It's been a while, but it was, I think you called it a St. Louis sauce, maybe?
Yeah, that's our sweet and tangy tomato base.
Oh, yeah, that's killer.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much. Glad
to
hear. So,
you know what we're going to do, Zach? We're going to send you out a gift card to Bomber's Barbecue out of Munster and a gift card to Chef Nick Siri out of Winfield.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very much.
You know what? Thanks for calling in, and we hope to hear from you again.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Guys, have a great day.
You too.
So, when I was there, I noticed you guys actually have logs. Folks, they have logs. They don't have pellets. I go to these places, they all have pellets and, like you said, chips. You guys actually just deal with the logs. So, when you load up one of your smokers, I mean, how much wood do you put in there? It depends on the...
Usually like 8 to 10 logs or so.
Okay.
For the big load, the overnight load where we're cooking the brisket and the pork.
So you actually do stuff overnight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So all the brisket and the pork, we're starting off somewhere between 6 and 9 p.m. the night before usually.
Wow.
Anybody there to watch it overnight, or do you guys just kind
of... No, so the smokers we have, part of the reason we got the units we got is because they have some really nice controls in
They're
place.
They're self-regulated.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
So they work very well overnight, which is definitely, you know, a far cry when, you know, back when, you know, smokehouses and some places still do it this way down south, but, you know, they stick around all night and keep
drink beer.
Technology
and
helps
it
out a lot.
Yeah, the nice thing is that we do have
alarms and sensors.
Yeah,
but we do have people there until about midnight, 1 a.m. usually.
So you're,
night,
it's only a few hours,
and they're kind of taken, and then somebody shows up at 5 a.m. So,
and I noticed that, you know, Sharon, when I was there, they have like jet engines in these smokers. Now, so there's a little gas that kind of helps regulate it just in case the...
Yeah, so what happens is we get them nice and stocked with wood, and the gas gets the wood lit, and then there's dampeners and the gas, which will come in if it needs to get a little hotter, you know, heat the wood up a little more, get the wood burning more. If it needs to cool off, the dampener will kind of close off the heat, so that helps kind of regulate. And then, you know, basically that's going to keep your temp through most of the time.
So what items do you carry? The exact items you have. You have brisket, you got ribs.
Yeah,
what else do you have?
Brisket, pulled pork, burn ends.
Rib tips.
Rib tips.
I loved your burn ends.
St. Louis ribs, smoked and fried chicken wings.
Turkey.
We have the smoked turkey. It's something that we added recently.
Which is delicious.
It is delicious.
It can stand right up to the brisket, in my opinion.
And then occasionally we run things like smoked ham or hot links on special. Thinking about maybe doing some half chickens in the near future. So.
How about side dishes? What are the different side dishes you have?
Mac and cheese, coleslaw, pork and beans, our chili.
I had your pork and beans. They're very good.
Our chili is fantastic.
Yeah.
We put 10 pounds of meat in each pot. It's kind of ridiculous.
So it's meaty cheating.
Oh, it's meaty. It's a meal.
It's pretty much meat.
We've also started doing some soups. We did a ham and potato recently with our leftover ham. We also did a turkey corn chowder with the turkey.
Ham and potato, or did you say ham and potato?
Yeah.
What's your most popular soup?
Do
you have one?
So we kind of just started doing those, and it's so funny. We'd do the turkey corn chowder, everyone would ask for the ham and potato. It was going back and forth. But our most popular side items are mac and cheese.
You do any desserts?
So we do two desserts. One of them is we do what we call alligator eggs, which are, you know, a Carnival South kind of thing, where you basically take Oreos, we dip them in a homemade funnel cake batter, we deep fry them, serve them with a little bit of chocolate sauce drizzled over them. And then we have one other dessert that we do, which are actually pecan bars, and we get them from a local coffee shop, Grindhouse Coffee.
We had them on the show.
They're great. Gabe and Kate, they're great. We love them over there. They definitely make a really quality product. That's one of the things we got. If we can't make it as well as somebody else, we'll go find, you know, somebody
else. That's how it's
got
to be.
Nice, we've got a few things like that. Beer and pecan bars.
So
and French fries.
Can you ever smoke something at home that is comparable to what you guys do? I mean, personally, when you guys are at home and you're like, you know what, you guys got your own smokers at home or no?
Not anymore. We did originally, but you know, when you kind of, the ones we got now, joke, you know, the Rolls Royce is smokers, and so it's you know, there's not much incentive.
I'm working on one for my backyard for a permanent fixture.
Yeah.
But
you think you can duplicate what you do at your restaurant?
Yeah, I do. With
the right equipment, anybody can, you know, do what we do, and you know, with the right equipment, the right time,
the
right
time
effort,
and the
trial and error. You know, that's the big thing, is the trial and error process. You know, it takes a while. Like Tony said, we spent about 2 years, and I mean, we spent, you know, I hear about sommeliers and when they're going into training to learn how to, you know, to judge wines and serve them and those kind of, they spend all this money, you know, just learning the craft and getting certified. And it's kind of the same thing with smoking barbecue. I mean, you know, we bought so much meat and had so many times where we had friends over and said, hey, have at it. Tell us what you think. We'd have, you know, 10 different slabs of ribs in the smoker, all with different rubs, different seasonings, you know, smoking them for different periods of times, trying, you know, things like brining or injecting meats, which we actually don't do any of now.
Injecting's not good.
No, we don't. You know, if you have a really good quality piece of meat, you give it the right amount of time to cook and you cook it right, it'll, you know, kind of speak for itself.
Right.
And we've never made use of, really, at the end of the day, of brines or, you know, injecting or things like Texas crutch or, you know, any of that kind of.
Yeah. Where do you guys get your meat?
So we get all of our meat through Gordon's Food Service, but we use a couple different vendors through them. So for our ribs, we get most of those through Chicago Meat Authority, which we've always felt like, you know, I've sampled different ribs from different companies, and we've always been really happy with their product. Actually, about 2 years ago, we switched our slab of ribs, and we actually upgraded to, now we get the biggest slab of St. Louis and the biggest slab of baby back ribs that we can buy from them. Basically, and those are the baby backs are 2.25 pounds and up.
Yeah, 2 and ups.
Yeah, and usually, you know, I mean, you even go to a steakhouse in Northwest Indiana, and you're usually finding, you know, the 1 3/4 quarters
and down.
Yeah, and down. Yeah. And so, you know, it's definitely a very big slab.
No, weren't they big? These ribs?
They were very big, and I'm curious about the very good. Yes, very tender. And what about the burnt ends? I love those. I've never had anything like that before. That was delicious.
Yeah, burnt ends are cool. They're so basically on your brisket, you have two pieces to that. You've got the top, which is the point section, and the bottom, which is the flat. And in traditional kind of cooking, the flat is what you use for corned beef usually, and the point is what you'll have for pastrami. And so what we basically do is that point section is a little bit fattier, so it can take on some more heat. And so we get it a little bit hotter than the flat section, which kind of breaks down that collagen and that fat. And then, you know, we go ahead and cube that. And so it's going to be like the richer, kind of fattier, you know, definitely more flavor. We always kind of describe it, if you like filet, you're probably more like the leaner brisket. And if you're a ribeye guy who likes to, you know, chew on his gristle, you know, you're probably more like the burn ends. They're really great. Meat candy.
So, Tony, let me ask you this. What do you look for in the meat when it comes in? I mean, do you disentrust these vendors now, or do you still kind of check things out? What should people look for, like if they're getting a rib or a butt or something like that? And first of all, when you do a pork butt, do you do with the bone in or without the bone?
We do bone in, and it's just knowing your source, I think, mostly. All the brisket we get is all choice Angus.
Oh, wow.
You know, so...
Tony and I hand trim them all.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean...
you know, just going through each piece. Uh-huh. You know, making sure it's fresh and looking like it should be.
So why don't you tell the people out there, when you deal with like a baby back rib or a St. Louis rib, there's a procedure that everyone should take. And that should be like, do you guys peel off that silver skin in the back?
Yeah, we peel the silver skin from our St. Louis slabs. They come actually pre-peeled from our
Really? Backs. Yeah. And folks out there, what it is when you got a rib and you flip it over, there's like a membrane on there.
Exactly.
And right. If you don't peel that off before you start smoking it, it kind of gets tough.
No, it's not just that. It's a rain jacket, basically, that blocks all your smoke comes from underneath.
Right.
And comes up through the
meat.
So
it stops it, right?
Yeah, and so it stops all that. And then, you know, you hit it on the nose, too, with it being very tough. It's not, you know, it's the worst jerky you've ever
had. You want to have that flavor go in.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you want to have all that smoke going up through the meat, which is also important, you know, when we're hand-trimming briskets. That's something that we've... you know, gone through and ultimately, you know, it's one thing that we make sure we do all the time. We have our general manager, Dale, who also, you know, does a certain number of them with us. But, you know, we need to make sure that they're nice and smooth and the smoke rolls over them really evenly. You know, you don't want a lot of jagged points.
So, folks, we're down to our last 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 769-9577. You know what? The next person that calls, right. Sharon's going to write 2 times on that ticket. Okay. And we're going to give you 2 gift cards to Bomber's Barbecue.
Right.
$20 value.
There you go. There you go. So NPR did a series. They were talking about how unemployment is like at an all-time low. And basically anybody who wants a job, I guess, can get a job. Do you guys have any problem, or have you experienced any problem keeping employees, getting employees, finding help?
I mean, you know, I think in the restaurant business, you're always dealing with turnover. It's that kind of business. I will say, though, you know, we are right now, we're doing pretty good. We have a lot of team members. We're constantly hiring. Yeah, we're always looking for qualified personnel that want to work and, you know, enjoy their job and have a good attitude and, you know, want to work with a smile on their face.
And you guys are hands-on.
Yeah. You know, we're there most days.
Not investors. You're hands-on. You're actually working.
Yeah. We used to, you know, when we first started, I'd say we were, you know, on the line and doing those things a lot more. And, you know, as the operation's grown and we've tried to, you know, grow the business in different areas, you know, implementing things like catering programs, moving into the new location, you maybe don't see us quite on the line there as much. But we come in every morning and, you know, we work with the guys on, you know, recipe and building new things and scheduling. And, you know, we really try to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, we're there to help, and we're there to facilitate and make sure that they have a good place to work. And
believe it or not, mm-hmm. We only got 5 minutes left. So if anyone wants to call in and get that 2 times their gift cards, we got a caller. And they're going to get 2 times the gift. While she's getting their name and number and everything, give us your website, your Facebook, your hours of operation.
Yeah, website address is www.bombersbarbecue.com. We're on Facebook as Bombers Barbecue. We're open Sunday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And on Friday and Saturday, we stay open until 10.
Okay.
And one of the things new on that website is we just started taking online orders through the site, which are kind of nice because you can place your order online and then show up in the store and your food's ready to go.
And before we get to this call, you guys also do catering.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We are, you know, with the addition of the new smokers, we're able to take on very large catering
orders.
That's
good.
We recently had someone place an order for about 375 people.
If you're interested, you can fill out a quote online and we'll be in touch.
Okay. Who do we got on the phone? They got the bonus double gift card.
Bonus double gift card. Tom from Crown Point.
Tom, how are you?
Nick, do I get the bonus double gift cards?
You get the bonus double gift card from Bombers.
Excellent. I didn't know if there was an actual rule in place that Lakeshore employees couldn't get them.
But
I got you already.
No,
so
no.
Really quick, if
you
if you're not going to get,
door?
I think yeah. I should get the gift card because
okay.
I've got a really good barbecue joke for you.
Okay, give us a joke. We got 4 minutes.
Okay. So what do you call a group of men waiting for a haircut?
What?
A barbecue. No, is that not going to give me the double gift card?
You know what? I'm going to cut one in half and send it underneath your door.
I was listening into the show, guys. It sounds absolutely great. I do have one quick question, though. I know the lady called in earlier asking about keto stuff, but is barbecue sauce gluten-free? Do you guys do stuff that's gluten-free at all on the menu?
Yeah, most of our sauces are gluten-free. They're not full keto because they do have that sugar in them. But we do, a couple of them do have corn syrup, which makes them, I believe, not gluten-free. But we do have a few that do not have corn syrup and are gluten-free. So.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, Nick, I'll let somebody else call in and get the call.
Thank you, Tom. That was our Vice President of Operations of the Radio, Tom Maloney. Thanks for calling in, Tom. Well, we're down to the last few minutes here. I'll give you guys the floor for each, and just maybe tell us who you want to thank, your mentors, anything. You go ahead and go first, Chris.
We just want to thank, you know, our patrons. You know, they do great things like go and vote for us for, you know, best barbecue in the region in the Times, and, you know, town has always shown us overwhelming support, and all of our customers have been great. And then, you know, also want to thank everybody at the restaurant for holding things down for us. And
while you're here,
you know, yeah, always putting in that effort and doing a great job. We have great staff, and we're just you know, really happy that we have something that everybody likes.
How about you, Tony?
Yeah, in addition to the customers and staff, you know, family and friends. You know, at the new place, we tried to take care of a lot of issues we faced at the old place in terms of being able to get a table, being able to sit with your party, being able to find a place to park. So, you know, we hope if that deterred you in the past, you come back out and, you know, give us a try. Check out the new place.
Any real quick, any kind of future plans?
Yeah, we got something in the works. We got an old location there that we still are retaining the lease on, and We're working up to it. We're putting kind of things together, and you know, hopefully in the next coming months we'll have something here.
Working
to,
up
to
the
talk
courage.
About.
Any fairs, food trucks, anything like that?
Not this year, but that's definitely something that's also you know, in our wheelhouse as we're continuing to expand catering and that kind of stuff. We're trying
and,
to move.
And how about retail? Like retailing your barbecue sauces or ribs or anything? You know, Wagner's used to do
so,
anything.
We do merchandise, so we have the T-shirts right now, and I think we'll have hats when winter rolls around. Maybe some sweatshirts, and we are working on barbecue sauce and rubs.
You can buy the sauce and the rub in the restaurant.
Okay.
In a larger container if you're interested.
Well, I want to thank both of you for stopping into the station here.
Absolutely. Thank
and
you
here
guys.
In Maryville, we're live, and it was Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on 89.1 FM every Friday. Next week, we got Gastro 49 stopping in. He's probably going to bring in some beer and some food. And I just want everyone out there to support the small businesses. You know, like just like Bombers Barbecue, Chef Nick's Eatery, all the small places. Forget the
mom and pop places.
Shop all local. Shop local. And I want everyone to go outside, enjoy the day, have fun, and be safe this weekend. And go Bulldogs softball team. I want to tell everyone, have a great day and ciao.